When the lows of bipolar depression feel dark, Caplyta is a chance to let in the light. Caplyta, lumateperone, is available by prescription only and can be taken alone or with lithium or valproate. Unlike some medicines that only treat bipolar 1, Caplyta is proven to deliver significant symptom relief from both bipolar 1 and 2 depression. And in clinical trials, movement disorders and weight gain were not common.
Caplyta can cause serious side effects. Call your doctor about sudden mood changes, behaviors, or suicidal thoughts right away. Antidepressants may increase these risks in young adults. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Caplyta is not approved for dementia-related psychosis or for people under 18. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may be life-threatening, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High cholesterol and weight gain may occur, as can high blood sugar, which may be fatal. Monitoring is recommended. These aren't all the serious side effects. Most common side effects include sleepiness, dizziness, nausea, and dry mouth.
Ask your doctor about Caplyta. Visit Caplyta.com or call 888-252-4824.
Now, I don't necessarily agree with a woman getting with a guy that just so he can take care of him. I mean, that is going to take care of you. If you have to pick, I guess you should get the one that has...
Well, what else are you going to get? Well, I mean, what choice do you have?
Well, you know...
You know, most of these men ain't gonna be faithful. So,
nah.
So what choice you have? Be single forever. Be with a cheat man who will take care of you, or a cheat man who ain't got shit. I'd rather take the cheat man. It's sad that I've been saying this. Yeah, who gonna take care of me? Yeah. Because they all gonna cheat. So what's the point?
Well, I mean, we don't,
majority of men cheat, Maureen. Stop it. Like, only there are a few.
I told you that. You told me that's not true. Before.
There are a little bit of men who don't cheat in the world, but that's not, most men cheat. Okay? Shit, women cheat. We all, let's just say, nowadays everybody's cheating on everybody, okay? Women, you gotta think, women is dogs too, you know why? Because we learn from the man.
I can't, listen, I don't, when you say nowadays.
To say, yeah, nowadays, because
I don't see it that way. I see it as always been the same. I think I think women are more open to talk about it, but...
It was more taboo back in the day. People didn't...
It was taboo, because, you know...
People hit it well.
Yeah. Growing up in a neighborhood, there was... Women had hella babies, right? And there was babies in one family. They would be from your complexion to my complexion, and even...
And you like, you know that's not the daddy. Yeah. It's all the kids.
Right. It'd be the daddy be the uncle. The daddy be the guy at the gas station.
Sure.
The daddy be... So, it was always a little bit of women and men... They were cheated since the beginning of time.
Yeah, that's exactly. And, I know that.
The problem was that men didn't believe that women were capable.
Right. Oh, they're angels. Right. Yeah, oh, honey. So, whew, women, we the sneakiest motherfuckers, boy. Y'all, that's the thing. Men don't understand, baby. I'm going to tell you, it's so much different when a man and a woman cheat. I'm going to tell you,
Are you sure you want to go there?
I do. I want to go there.
All right. So, guys, she's about to tell you some telltale lookout signs how women cheat compared to how men cheat. Let's hear.
I'm going to tell you what makes it so much different between a man and a woman. All right. On different levels. Okay. Let's start with the phone. Okay. What do women always want to do? Women are what FBI detectives usually, right? The woman wants to go through the man's phone. She wants to go through everything to see, well, what's going on, right? You know, in my experience, 9 out of 10 men I ever dated never went through my phone. That's a problem, okay? Listen to me. That is a major problem. Men don't go through phones like that. Now, have I ever had men who did? I had maybe 2 men. And I've dated quite a few men in my day. 2 men out of every divide I dated who went through my phone. The rest of them did not, okay? Women go through phones, okay? You got to think about it like that. That's a good way. Women are so... It's easy for a woman to cheat nowadays because most men don't go through the phone. You get it? You don't know what the hell she doing in that phone. You get it? So, and I'm a type of woman, I don't go through no phones either because I'm like this, baby. If you go through that phone, you're going to find something. Your feelings going to be hurt. So, I don't need to go through a man's phone to know if he's doing me wrong. It's the energy. I'm a no, right? His actions will show me, okay? So, that's one way that women are able to cheat easier because a lot of men don't go through phones, okay? More women go through phones than men. Secondly, you guys... Oftentimes, men are creatures of habits, right? Right, Maurice, am I lying?
Yeah, me and myself.
Okay,
myself.
So if a woman is with you, do you not think she pays attention to your habits? Just like you pay attention to hers, right? Let me tell you why men are very, very obvious when they cheat a lot of times. When a man cheats, he becomes cold. He becomes callous. He becomes distant. He becomes disrespectful. He becomes withdrawn, right? He starts to wear certain clothes, colognes he didn't wear. You notice it, right? A woman can go and cheat on a man, sweetheart, right? I can go cheat on you and I can come back happy. I'm still doing everything that I've been doing for you. I'm doing everything right. You get it? You still happy. Do you understand? You done. I'm not missing a beat. A woman can cheat and still come home and love you properly like she been doing, right? So where the man don't even see a problem because to him, shit, she's giving me sex. She's, you know, she's doing everything. She ain't changed anything. You get it? Men are very obvious when they cheat most of the time. Not saying all men, but a lot of times men are obvious because they actually start to, they want the other woman. You get it? And when a man is focused on another woman, he's not going to be on you. You get it? His attention is going to lack with you. The time is going to stop because he can't entertain both of you at the same time. You get it? It's harder for a man. Women, we can do multitask like that. Men, it's like, if he's present with another woman, he's going, you're going to feel that energy. You get it? You're going to be like, damn, he's not really around no more. He been changing up his this. He working late more now. You get it? You're going to see that pattern change. A woman, on the other hand, can simply say, oh, baby, I'm going to the store. I can go jump on Johnny's penis. 10 minutes, 15 minutes in my sandress. Come back to you with my groceries. You don't know. You just thought I went to the store. I'm telling you, it's another thing that makes it so easy for a woman to cheat. This is a great, great thing that a lot of people don't understand too, okay? The reason why women are able to get away with cheating because men are smarter. How many times when a woman cheats with a man, what does she always want to do? She wants to take your woman's place, right? She'd be like, oh, I want to be the, when you going to leave your wife for me, right? When you going to leave your girlfriend for me? How many women do that, right? They always want to take the spot of the woman that's in that spot. You get it? Men don't do that. Most men are like, they smart. Men are like, I'm getting the pussy. I'm not supposed to tell that nigga. What man going to go and tell your man he fucking your woman? Nobody. You get it? So it's not that who cheats smarter. It's just that men, when it comes to on that level, men are much smarter because men understand I'm not jeopardizing my coochie. You get it? I'm getting what I'm getting from her. I'm not fist to fuck up what I got going on because I know if I tell her man or husband, I may not get the coochie no more. I'm liable to get hurt real bad. I'm liable to get killed. Men are smart. They shut the fuck up. Okay? They don't say shit. Women are the ones who, I have to be woman to woman. I have to come to the woman and tell her, I have to take your place. You get it? That's the only difference.
Okay. So you say that basically a woman doesn't show it as much as a man does on the outside.
Some women, not all, because some women probably, you know, you can, a man, I'll apply this. If a man really know his woman, he gonna know. He gonna tell. Yeah. If he pays attention, but that's another thing. A lot of men don't give a fuck. They're not paying attention. And if he cheating on you, why would he care? You get it? That's another thing. If a man's cheating on his woman and she cheating on him, it's easy for me to cheat on you because you already disconnected from me.
Right.
I can show you because you don't give a fuck. You cheating on me.
Yeah, he picks up on that.
But best believe a man who really knows his woman, he's going to know like, hey, you over-seasoned this chicken last night. You don't usually put that much seasoning on that. And you took a plate. Where you take that plate to? Oh, I see you wearing another fragrance. You've been dressing real sexy. You don't really dress like that normally. He's going to notice the differences in her because he's intentional about that woman. He loves that woman that much. You get what I'm saying? But a man who don't care, it's like, oh, well, he's not really paying attention.
So what if the man, what if he didn't let his phone get, you know, if he blocked his phone off where... like my phone, I don't lock my phone anymore. I used to lock it. I don't lock it anymore. But the thing is, it's like, what if a guy locks his phone, right? And the woman wants him to unlock it, so she can go through it in front of him. Do you think that's a trust thing, or?
I think that if she's doing it all the time, no, you should. But if she wants to do it, if you're not high enough, then why not? You get it? Yeah. There should be no secrets between you and your woman. I'm going to be honest. In my last relationship, my ex had a lock on his phone. And I, to this day, I don't know the password. Mm-hmm. He was very secret on social media. I don't need to go through your phone. You've already showed me all the signs I need. So I already know you ain't right. You feel me? You're not showing me on social media. You're private as fuck, right?
Right.
The in and out behavior, the hide and code, all the disrespect, everything. I don't need to go through your phone, sir.
Right.
And then when I finally did see something, I see one message. And at the time, we was on and off, you feel me? Because I've done my dirt too. I'm not going to sit here like I'm perfect, right? But we were on and off at that time. We were off. And I just seen one message, and that's all I really needed. Because I was like,
you knew at that point.
I'm just like, never. I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine. But baby, if you only knew, you would be hurt too.
Well, hold on a second.
So,
hold on.
I'm no saint.
We doing your show. We not doing a confessional.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I know you. Well, we do. Together as a team, we
can. All right, I'm sorry.
So look, the reality of it is that the reason why I won't want anybody looking through my phone is because I get a lot of inappropriate things. You know what I mean? And they can be misconstrued. I get text messages from various people. They say funny stuff.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. truist.com/make-your-move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
Welcome to Coffee House. How are you today?
Hi, great, thanks. May I get a sea salt caramel latte with almond milk, extra caramel, extra shot, iced,
gross,
and to go, please. Did you get all that?
No, I was just ringing you up for all the extras. Can you repeat your order, please?
Oh, never mind. I'm just going to go.
Stop paying extra for extras. Get fancy coffee without the fancy coffee price at Quick Trip. Raise your coffee bar.
It may not appear as somebody looking at it may not get the joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, why is this in here? But I'm a grown man. I don't need to explain that. You see what I mean?
But so, yeah, but if you're allowing your partner to just really go through that regardless, and that's what...
I won't do it. I don't do it. I won't.
You won't let them go through
it? No, not absolutely not.
Well, that's a problem because that's going to make her feel like she can't trust you.
My phone's unlocked. If she wants to do it,
well, yeah, the fact that it's unlocked and it's there,
she can do it when I'm asleep.
Okay, well, there you go.
But that took a lot for me to do because I'm in my process, in my thought process in life and everything. It's, hey, listen, you can lock your phone all. She can lock her phone all she wants because I'm not trying to look through it because I want her behavior to. I want her to have her own world. And if her world involves other men and things like that,
you can't stop it.
You can't stop it anyway. Yep. So keep it in there. Be about you. Just don't bring nothing home and leave. You know what I mean?
Right.
And don't bring no problems to me.
Right. Keep that shit outside.
Because, you know, that's the reality. You know,
it's not right. We don't want it, but just respect me. No matter if you're doing dirt bad, respect me.
Exactly. Whatever dirt you do,
be respectful, right?
Don't
bring that shit to the doorstep.
Absolutely.
Right.
So that's my whole take on it. You know, and I know. People, I think that people are entitled to lock their phone if they want to, and they don't want people going through their phone.
It's not always about people locking their phone for that reason. It could be because I have credit card, I have financial obligations. It's not always about I'm trying to hide stuff from my partner, your partner should have your code.
Yeah.
They should know if they wanted to go through your phone, they can. That's the difference. It should be, oh, this is my privacy. But fucking you, that's private.
So you would be okay.
So it's cool for you to have sex with me, and that's the most private thing that one could do, right? But I can't see your phone. That's when I know that something's wrong.
You're hiding something. You'd be okay with your man having your code and you having hands.
I don't have locks on my phones.
I'm saying.
Of course.
You'd be okay with that.
Look through it, but if you get your phones hurt, that's on you, sir.
Okay, so.
But I'm just letting you know, you're going to see some stuff because it's going to be it's all kind of men who are getting at me all the time.
Exactly, but.
And commenting, right? So,
it depends on the vein of your relationship.
Right, but it's like, if you are dealing with an attractive person, that comes along with that. Now, what you see on my end is what counts, right?
Right.
It could be a million men getting at me. What is Nicole doing? If you see me, right?
Right.
That's what counts. You can't control. That's just like if a bunch of women is getting at your man, right? If he's not engaging with those women, he can't control what the women say or what they're doing. He can control what he's doing.
Right.
If it's a bunch of women throwing pussy pictures at him or whatever, right, but he's not even responding, that shows me, okay, you get it? But if he thirsty and he like, oh, what's up? You get what I'm trying to say? Right. There's going to always be somebody that's trying to get your partner. It's always going to be temptation. Right. But what is you doing? What are you doing? So like I say, if a man go through my phone, if you see something on my end, hey, that's what you see, right? I have to take accountability for that, right? But if you see somebody else interacting with me, but I'm not doing nothing back, right? I can't control what they say to me or how they feel. You get it? Okay. You got to be a secure man fucking with me because I've had thousands of men in my inbox, all type of comments. You know what I'm saying? I have several social media accounts. So when you're dealing with an attractive person, and especially a woman, that's going to come with that.
Right.
Fuck online. You got to worry about her getting people in real life. You worried about online.
It's a double
in
edge.
It's men in real life who approach me.
Yeah.
That's what you're willing to worry about. The man who really approached me at a grocery store, at the gas stations, right? When I'm out and about. Right?
Right.
It's not just online. That shit ain't even the ice on the cake. It's really in real time. You get what I'm saying? While I'm driving my car, I got men pulling up to me asking for my number, shit like that. But it's up to me to say, hey, you know what? No, or I got somebody, or I'm just not interested in you, right? I don't even have to tell you I'm in a relationship, I'm not. I could just simply say I'm not interested, right?
Right.
I could say I got a man. I don't even have to have a man just telling you that I got a man because I don't want to bother with you.
Right.
Right? I could say I'm married, I'm not married. I could say this is a wedding, but it's not, right? Women do different things for different reasons, right? So I think it comes down to if you deal with an attractive person, baby, it's gonna be people that want your person. You're gonna really have to deal with a lot of competition. More so, right?
More so, yeah.
More so. So if you're not secure, then I wouldn't even try to find. I mean, even men who not, I've dated men who wasn't that fine, they still was cheating on me. So it don't even matter. Like, looks don't even matter because it'd be the unattractive people cheating your ass more than the attractive people cheating you, okay? It's not even the looks thing, right? It's a character thing. It's a character flaw, okay?
Absolutely. And I do think today's events have gotten them closer to where they can cheat a little easier, mm-hmm. You know? So, I like you say, I mean, I do think men probably do give more outside indications and they're not as easily emotionally attached as women are, at least I think.
Makes it so much easier for men because think about it, if a man is more logical, it's so many reasons why. So that's why I'm saying this monogamy thing. I'm to the point now, I'm just like, I don't believe in it no more. I went from being super stuck on that shit to now I just accept what it is.
Yeah.
And it's something about that. It's sad, but it's freeing. It's so peaceful because I just say, hey, I can't control you. You're going to do what you want to do. I can choose to say I'm going to deal with it or not. You get it? This is the thing. Everybody going to hurt you to some capacity. I don't care. Everybody's going to disappoint you or hurt you, whether they say something. No one's perfect. We all flawed, okay? You have, like what I think Bob Marley said this, right? You have to, who's worth suffering for? You get it? Because everybody gonna hurt us a pot of time, right? Everybody gonna hurt you, love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it's just I could say something to you one day where it just hurts your feelings, right? We're only human. We might say something that one might find offensive, right? No one, it's never gonna be just this perfect straight line, okay?
Right.
And so what we can do is say, hey, that hurt my feelings. Tell you how I feel. You understand and you say, hey, I apologize. Taking accountability for that, right? Because I think that's what's important is that once we realize, hey, we did something to offend someone or hurt someone or disrespect them, that we understand that hurt them, we value them enough to say, I apologize. Yeah. And work on that behavior.
Real
if
tough.
You care. But to just keep hurting someone and not change that behavior means you just don't give a damn at all.
Yeah, I think that you get more chances to hurt people with the more chances you have to find that when you have more options, you know what I mean? Or you think you have more options.
The ego is ego is what really messes us up, absolutely. Especially with men. Women have egos too, but men really thrive on ego. And that ego is what will have you with a lot of regret.
Yeah. So
that ego leave your ass in the dust.
Yeah. So guys cheat, girls cheat.
Right.
You know.
Men lie, women lie. Everybody lies, so.
You know, the thing is, it's like, this day and age, I believe if you have a lady and you find out that she stepped out on you, or if you have a man and you find out that they stepped out on you, I don't know if you could always leave them, because what you get next will probably
do worse.
Be somebody
who do are better. Worse. And you know what's crazy is that when they always say, I'm going to be honest, they say that women always stay with men who cheat and men are quick to leave. Let me tell you why that's not always true. For me, if I have concrete evidence that a man cheated, I know for sure I'm gone. You get it? I'm gone. Once I ever had a man cheat on me and I knew for sure I couldn't handle it, because now the trust is, you know. But if I suspect, like even with my current ex, I suspect, but I can't prove, I don't have actual proof. You get it? Although it's things where I'm like, I know he did. I'm sure he did. I can't prove it. You get it? But I can't go off of, in court, that would be a dismissed case. It wouldn't hold any weight. You get it?
Yeah.
I have no evidence. You get it? Yeah. But once Nicole knows that you cheat on me, I cannot take that. I can't be with you. You get it? Yeah. But I will tell you, I have had situations where I cheat on men and they stay with me. You understand?
Yeah.
That's not always a deal breaker. Sometimes a man will stay with a woman who cheated on him. A woman will stay on, it's not always. That just depends on the individual, right? Sometimes people understand that sometimes when you cheat on a person, they actually say, hey, let me work. Let me get my shit together. That's like, sometimes that's actually a good thing. I hate to say it like that, because it shows that, wait a minute, you do got options.
But do you believe that?
You know, you can leave my ass. Sometimes that'll make a person do better and step up their game.
Do you think that? Do you think?
Are they just love you that much, or they are insecure, so they don't want to? It's so many reasons why a woman will stay.
I just can't see a woman really respecting you too much if you stay with her after she cheated.
I'm gonna be honest. From my point of view as a woman, I'm gonna tell you why that's valid. It's the lack of respect doesn't come from the fact you stay with me because I cheated. You know where it comes from?
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. Truist.com/make-your-move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The fact that I had to cheat on you is where I lost the respect. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The reason why, because when a woman is to the, most women not just go cheat because it's just a cheat, okay? A woman usually cheats because there's something significantly lacking in a relationship or marriage, okay? It's not always, we're very different from men. Oh yeah, woman can cheat because, okay, that nigga look good as fuck, he fine, that man fine, okay? But that's not typically for a woman. If a woman is happy with her man, baby, it don't matter. Jay and Y could walk in here and I'd be like, But if I love my man, I'm not cheating on you with genuine.
Right,
get it?
Right.
And I love me some motherfucking genuine.
Right.
Anybody who know Nicole know who is her husband, genuine. I love that man. That man is drop dead fine, gorgeous, goddamn, I will eat you up, sir. But all I'm saying is this, okay? Most women, when they're happy with their man, they don't see, they tunnel vision. They only see their man. I don't care if you got one toe. They love you. You get it? It's when she starts to feel undervalued, disrespected, unappreciated. It's several things that's lacking that she tried to communicate to her man or husband, and he did not change. Usually, she's driven to cheat because it's a dire need for a woman to feel attention. She wants to feel appreciated. That other man can come in for an hour a day and say, you're so beautiful, baby. He can just do everything right. He don't even give a fuck about that woman, but he doing everything right just for the meantime. She gonna go see that other man. Women are, validation and attention to us is like crack, all right? I'm not on crack. I'm just saying it's such a powerful drug in the force. Do you understand?
Exactly.
So if I'm with my man and my man is just going me to the side all the time, he's not really calling me, you know, he's doing me right, right? And the next man come along, right? And he's filling up those voids that my man or husband's not filling. What you think will happen if this is she going, most women go else, she going to leave you or she going to cheat on you? It's either one, okay? But usually women, they have, just think, when a woman usually has a good man or husband, she's not stepping out on him. She's no fool. You get it? Yeah. Why would I jeopardize losing my man or husband? Men are a little bit tackier.
Right.
Most men are like, they'll risk it all. They'll risk their whole family, their kids, their wife for a woman. Women are smart. They're like, I got a good man. They know it's so hard to find another good man. Men just like women, they can find a good woman every day.
That's true.
You get it? That's the difference between men and women. Men are so bold and confident, just like, oh, I can get another woman. Not realizing that you may never get a woman of that caliber again.
Never. Yeah, you're right.
Women are smart enough to say, hey, I got a good man. I'm not fucking that up. Right? But once that man starts lacking too many times and she's trying and she's crying and she's begging,
so if you're
woman will give you
$1,000
chances,
don't.
Right?
Right.
And then once she just exhausted, of course she going to go to that man and make her
feel what?
Do that make sense? Or she going to break up with you altogether? No. So I think sometimes if a man realizes, hey, I was the cause of her cheating on me, right? It's not right. But you know what? For a man to take accountability and say, you know what? If he was doing everything good to this woman, she cheated. That's something she got to work on, right? Maybe she needs to go to counseling. Maybe she needs to heal, right? But if that man knows that I've been present, I've done everything I can to be with this woman, love her properly, and she cheat, that's wrong. That's not fair to that man. You understand?
You're right. Right.
But if you know that I was doing all these things wrong to this woman and she cheated, sometimes a man will realize, dang, I fucked up, right? I need to keep my woman. So he'll ask, he could change and do better and start to give her love she deserves, right? Because he don't want to lose that woman.
Right.
So it just depends. Every situation is different.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Too, yeah.
Because it's like, and then you get a hold of some people who are just like, you know.
A lot of people just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't care. They don't care. They don't give a fuck because they feel like, oh, it's so much coochie out here. It's so much penis out here. They don't give a fuck about all that. They just, I can get the next one, you know?
I think it's a lot of that going on, especially with, I won't even say younger generations.
It's everybody. You know, it's everybody.
Yeah. And it's.
I'm 40 years old and I can honestly say that even in my age group, these men are still whores.
Yeah.
It's like they more whores than the young ones. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from where they, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they were the young ones. You know what I mean? So
they just haven't evolved and matured. A lot of people have not matured and evolved. They just have not.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So more power to you. I don't know what to tell you. But don't come over here with that bullshit.
So, we got all this stuff now that... just to talk about men that men have to go through these days and then turn around and mistreat the woman because they felt that they had to go through so many hoops to get the woman or to get the kind of women they like. And then they become pretty much dogs, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Maurice, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, go ahead. Because, I got something to say.
So, listen to this real quick.
And then hold that thought. How do you feel about women when they say they have like a height requirement for a man that they're dating?
Okay, I'm not going to say this is the same thing, but let's say a man says they want someone who's a certain weight. That's not really appropriate or fair to somebody. To say the same thing too, I'm sure men are insecure about their height. I can sympathize with a guy who's insecure about that, and girls can sometimes be unfair about that.
But then would you say it's kind of like a little bit different because height is something you cannot change? Like, you can't change your height, but then anyone can change their weight.
Weight's genetic, a lot of it. So I'd say no.
Okay, so how this goes back to, just as a backtrack a little bit to what I was saying, that men have unrealistic expectations of women. Women have unrealistic expectations of men.
Mm-hmm.
They want every man to make $100,000. They want every man to be over 6 feet tall. They want, not all women, I should say, but the populace, the women that we see that we're exposed to on our social media feeds, all the women, everything they want is everything that these men are not yet. Some men are developing to get there,
Some of them can't get there. Only, I think it's less than
1%
of men who make that kind of money.
1% of the population.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
good luck.
Yeah. So
for all the women, you got, it's not enough men to do that.
Exactly. So for all of them to want all of them wanting the same man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now we get these men who notice.
Oh, they go, you definitely share it.
Yeah.
It's no, you have no other choice.
He's, absolutely.
It's going to work in his favor and not in yours. You're going to be ready to share that man. And you might be able to get the lifestyle, but he's not going to just be exclusive to you. And plus, he know he got the power. If I'm a man with hella money, of course I'm going to have multiple women.
Yeah.
What man in his right mind don't want multiple women? It ain't a man alive if he had the opportunity to say, I wouldn't have multiple women.
I don't want to deal with the bullshit.
Okay, but I'm saying, you know, if you can have multiple women without the bullshit, you would fucking say yes. What man would not want to be surrounded by beautiful women? Let's be
right.
So, I'm just being real.
Okay.
Right? So, most men are not going to turn. He don't lie and say, oh, I wouldn't do that. But they're not going to tell a woman or wife, oh, yeah, I want multiple women. Oh, I don't want to have a threesome. But they fantasize about that shit. They want that. They just not going to be honest about it.
So do you think that some of the treatment that men offer women these days is a little bit out of resentment because they can't have the type of woman they want? Or when they finally get the woman that looks similar or falls into line of the kind of woman they want, they mistreat them? Out of, you know, they want to be a player now. They finally, you know how the ugly dude, it's like when you play with a little kid, you play with a 3-year-old and you let the 3-year-old beat you up. 3-year-old gets a fake sense of confidence, start chasing you around the house, beating you up some more. And every time they see you, they're going to want to fight you because they think in their mind, they're Popeye. They think they ate the spinach that made them strong and they're only
Popeye.
Yeah, they're 3, they're babies, they're cute, we love it. Mm-hmm. But we instilled a confidence in them that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now they're...
The liquid courage.
And now they're doing that, exactly. And I think that not being a woman, I think a lot of men are thinking they're Popeye. They have this fake thing, they go out yep. there, they say, you know, and, you know, so you got... two mentalities. You got the pimp mentality, the guy who says that a woman should do everything for him and bring him everything.
Right.
And then you have the other guy who says that it's a lot on the same line in my eyes that a woman should cater to him if she wants him mm-hmm. and
chase
him down.
Right.
And make him the prize.
Right.
And I'm like, well, in my eyes, if there's going to be prizes, this should be 2 prizes. You guys should win each other. If one person thinks of the prize to me above the other, Now, make no mistake, a good man is a prize mm-hmm. to a woman, mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. When you find a good one, you finally found the prize. But
a value, that's a personal value.
Absolutely. Yeah. But he needs to make sure that he continues to be that prize to you.
Exactly. You but she, that woman also has to do her part too. Like you said, it's not, it's work. It takes work. 2 people have to want to work at it every day.
Absolutely.
You know?
You know, it's a thing, and as long as
when you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. truist.com/make-your-move, or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People are out there, they can flick through. You know, we got like, Tinder and places like that. If I could swipe through 100 people every night and just using odds, and I've never been on that website, but just using odds, if I connect with, I don't know, 5 women, 6 women, I'm probably by the end of the week going to have one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to see him face to face.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And
right.
And I think it's a continuous cycle that
right.
people go through and they just keep doing
so
it.
So why would a man commit when I could just get, you get it?
Well, yeah.
I can just get the next woman.
Yeah.
If this one asks for money, if I don't, I could pay her, I can get her, right? This one might just want to, she might be going through something with her man or husband, so she want, I'm fine enough for her, she just want to fuck me because I look good.
Yeah.
It's so many, she could just be going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
She could just
yeah.
be single and don't give a fuck. It's so many reasons why a person will fuck with you. They could just want you for an hour and then they don't give a fuck about you.
There's always somebody wanting to take advantage of the situation.
And so you could just catch them at a vulnerable moment. You could look good enough. You can have the money at the moment. They could be going through something. They could just do it because they see me. It's so many reasons why a person will do what they do.
Yeah, so with that being said.
So what's the opportunity that, oh, a man is only as faithful as options? He's always going to have an option. I don't care. It's always going to be somebody who's going to be trying to throw some pussy in.
Yeah, we
have right?
options. We got
right. It's
options.
Never where nobody got an option. You're going to have at least one option.
No, I mean, the option the man needs to.
You get what I'm saying?
He needs to at some point.
He has to say, hey, I'm done with this.
Or,
I want to focus on my one. That's
yeah.
it. It comes down to making a decision. There are men who are very, who love their people and they don't cheat on their woman.
Yeah.
There are men out there, but that's not the norm.
Or admit to just who they want to be.
Okay, yeah. I've seen men who, it's some men out here who, you know, they practice that discipline and that self-control. They really honor and love and adore their women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They understand that, hey, I've got a valuable thing. I'm not jeopardizing my, I don't care how fine the next woman is. I'm not fucking around, you know? I'm not fisted, because the thing, if you let looks get to you, you always go fall for it. It's always going to be the next person that look good. You get it?
Yeah.
If, okay, as a woman, right? If I meet Johnny, he's tall, dark, and handsome, and I fuck Johnny. Tomorrow I meet Bobby. Bobby's mixed, and he light-skinned, right? And then next week, I meet Hector, and he's a fine-ass Cupid. You get it? It's never ending. It's always the next person that's going to be attracted to you. When is enough going to be enough? You have to choose your person that want to be there. That's all it comes down to. It's yeah. just making a choice and saying, hey, I want to honor this, and I'm going to do right by you. Because if we fall into temptation, it's seven plus billion people on the planet. It's always going to be somebody else that you're going to, you know, be attracted to. It's always going to be there. You always, and it starts with sexual attraction, okay? For both sexes. You know, if I don't know you, all I can go off of is, oh, how you look, right?
Right.
That's where it starts, how you look. Or what you have financially for a woman, she going to look at his status or his looks. Right. Most women just going to look at your status. If you ain't got no money, she ain't going to give you time to fucking that.
That's it. That's right.
Some women just like, oh, you look good. You know what I'm saying?
I think that, it's like you say, it's either or.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be either.
Men just go, most men go for, oh my God, how does a woman look? Okay? It's easy to get a man because if you look good to that man, honey, you even got to look good. Like I said, a hot dog can get fucked if it look good enough. You know what I'm saying? If it got a hole, a man will fuck the wall if the hole is warm and hot. Let me tell you, okay? So, I'm so sorry. Like,
it's,
I don't
it's
know.
It's a reality. It's a reality. But I mean, you know, my thing is, it's like,
there are some men who really value and love their women, but that's not the norm, love. That's just not.
I mean, no, there's so.
It's not the majority of the population. Just like the majority of population, men ain't getting taken care of and staying home and feminine. They could just rest in their bask in their femininity. No.
What do you think about?
That's not the norm.
So, do you think that some people have sexual addiction? And
definitely.
That could be leading to a lot of this stuff because
definitely
for some guys and girls it's a new guy every week,
mm-hmm.
you know, or two or three if they're lucky, you know what I mean? And that right there, it doesn't make them to me a bad person or whatever. It just means that they may have an addiction to.
Well, sex is definitely an addiction like any other drug. And sex is super. Think about it. Who don't love sex? Most of us love sex, right?
Yeah.
Sex is very powerful and it feels good. So just like one can be addicted to anything else, definitely there are sex addicts.
Yeah,
there's
porn
addicts. There's gambling addicts. There's alcoholics. There's crack addicts. There's, you know, you get what I'm saying? There's weed potheads. There's for everything, you can abuse it in a way that's not healthy.
So do you think that a lot of these people are not committing because they are sex addicts? They're stuck on.
I think that's a possibility. It could be. It's so many different variations. Some people are chasing a bunch of women. Some people don't even care. They're chasing money, right? Some people chasing fame. Sometimes people don't even care about the sex part. They so focused on their purpose or something else. You get what I'm saying, which is great. You should always build your purpose, especially as a man, right?
But well, I mean, if you contact women, what's your purpose? If you contact the women and if you're not
sex,
right, so
sex,
you're not sex. Doing it for yeah. So,
but what I'm saying is that say I met a man tomorrow, right? Say we talk, we vibe it, but he may just be in a space where he is just working on himself. He don't want to, you know. He just maybe want a friend. He don't really. It's possible. He's not even trying to have sex with you. You get it? I know I say we always think men always want sex, but I've came encounter with men who didn't even want sex from me. That's rare, but it happens. Okay? I've been in a relationship where the man didn't want to have sex anymore. And that's crazy to say, but I could be so real and transparent about that. Where sometimes when we don't understand that, we just so used to men always, you know, throwing their body at us, right? That when we come across a man who say, hey, you know, I don't want you like that. It can be a big, big, big damage to the ego, right? It could really make you feel rejected. And so, but it happens. Even the most beautiful woman, I'm not an ugly motherfucker, but I've been rejected by men sexually. You get what I'm saying? And I had to realize, well, damn, what did I do? Was it something that I did wrong? Did I might have had to check myself and say, well, Nicole, what did you do to turn that man off? You get it? That it's a very humbling experience, right? So sometimes a man could just be turned off by your behavior, or maybe you were indulging in drinking too much, right? Or maybe he was having an insecurity at the time. He might have thought something that was there that really wasn't, right? There's so many different reasons why people can switch up on one, right?
Definitely.
And so I had to realize at the point I'm at now is that I'm okay. Now that I realize, okay, if someone rejects me, you know what I realize now? I used to be so hurt by that, right? Because I'm like, what the hell? How dare you? You know? But I'm at the point now where you know what I realize? You're just not my person. You don't want me. And once you get to that point that, hey, this person is shit, most people not going to be your person. Once you accept that and just move on, right? It's something so freeing about that. Now, okay, so I meet a guy and, okay, don't work out, right? Or he just shows behavior that I don't like or vice versa, right? It's as simple as saying, this ain't it. Move on. You don't have to take it personal, right? Understand that everybody's not going to be your person, okay? Most people not going to be your person. Maybe y'all have a sexual encounter. Maybe y'all don't. Maybe y'all can do business together. It's so many different reasons why one must come into one's life, right? It could be for a season. It could be to change you in a good or bad way.
Right.
It could be to teach you a lesson. Because God works in different ways, right? And he bring people in your life for different reasons. But I say this to say this. Now, instead of me taking it as, okay, I was rejected and I'm going to take that shit personal and it's a me thing and I'm going to beat myself up and I'm not worthy. No, I am worthy, right? I'm just not for you. You get it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And once you get to that point, you just move accordingly. So now, if I meet a guy, I'm just, okay, if he show me things that's very toxic or some stuff that's a red flag, okay, baby, I'm going to tell you and I'm gone. You feel me? The first sign of disrespect I see, the first red flag I see now, or a trigger that I say, I've been through this already, I already know what's coming, I just simply block, delete, and move on, okay? You get what I'm saying? But I'm not going to take it internally, it's not my person. It used to be, oh my God, I was devastated because I'm like, how dare you reject me? I love you and I'm trying and I kept pouring into this cup and my cup is empty. You understand? But see, what it's a level of pain that one experiences where they get to the point of strength and wisdom to where they learn the lesson, right? That's the point. And you say, hey, now I'm going to set these standards and boundaries for myself and I'll no longer allow anybody to bring me to that point again. You understand?
Absolutely.
And that's where I'm at now to where any man that come around, okay, baby, it's like, okay, on to the next. You're not my husband. You're not it. You're not it. I'm going to keep going until I find my husband.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move.
truest.com/make-your-move or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.